Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The shortstop, Eric Yelding. Batting third. The first baseman, Jeff Bagwell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Caminiti. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Eric Anthony. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carl Nichols. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mark Portugal. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mark Portugal. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting third. The right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mackey Sasser. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Frank Viola. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Finley hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yelding takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Yelding. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, Jeffries applying the tag. Two outs. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Portugal fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Portugal. Jeffries moves to third. Hubie Brooks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. Brooks moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Caminiti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Caminiti hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall strikes out. Two outs. Eric Anthony batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anthony for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Portugal covering, for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Templeton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Portugal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portugal bunts towards first. Sasser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Portugal for the out. Nichols moves to second. One out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nichols moves to third. Two outs. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portugal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bagwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Caminiti strikes out. Two outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0 for 1 in the game. Anthony hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nichols is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nichols strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sasser is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasser hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Finley, who is chasing the ball. Sasser reaches third base with a triple. Rick Cerrone, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Templeton is 0 for 1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sasser scores. There goes Cerrone trying to get to third. Anthony throws the ball into Caminiti, who tags Cerrone for the out. 1 out. It's 2-0, Mets. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Viola is 0 for 1 in the game. Viola strikes out. 2 outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Portugal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Portugal is 0 for 0 in the game. Portugal bunts for a single. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Finley is 0 for 2 in the game. Finley hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Portugal moves to third. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yelding is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yelding hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Portugal scores. Finley moves to third. It's 2-1, Mets. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Finley scores. Yelding moves to third. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caminiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Caminiti hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries catches it and throws to first to double up Bagwell. 2 outs. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Anthony settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Caminiti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kerryon is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerryon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sasser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. Kerryon moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Dave Mogadan pinch runs for Mackie Sasser. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Mogadan now playing first base. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Anthony is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anthony is 0-for-2 in the game. Anthony hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kendall moves to second. Carl Nichols is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols bunts for a single. Kendall moves to third. Anthony moves to second. Rafael Ramirez pinch hits for Mark Portugal. Rafael Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it and throws to second for the out. Kendall scores. Anthony moves to third. One out. It's Astros, 3, Mets, 3. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Finley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finley hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anthony tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Astros. Eric Yelding is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yelding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yelding hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Gerald Young pinch runs for Rafael Ramirez. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bagwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries misplays the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Young scores. Yelding moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Astros. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caminiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Steve Finley now playing right field. Gerald Young now playing center field. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Templeton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Templeton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Templeton reaches second base with a double. Tom Hare pinch hits for Frank Viola. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Nichols for a passed ball. Templeton moves to third. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Corsi. Templeton scores. Boston moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Astros. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yelding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to third. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Simons now pitching. Tom Hare now playing second base. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Brooks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Javier Ortiz pinch hits for Jim Corsi. Javier Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Jeff Innes now pitching. Ken Obergfell pinch hits for Carl Nichols. Craig Biggio pinch runs for Javier Ortiz. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Obergfell strikes out. 2 outs. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Al Osuna now pitching. Craig Biggio now catching. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5. And the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Finley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Finley bunts towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Yelding batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yelding is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yelding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Bagwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bagwell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bagwell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brooks, who is chasing the ball. Bagwell reaches third base with a triple. Ken Caminiti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Caminiti is 0 for 4 in the game. Caminiti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Innes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5. And the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Miller pinch runs for Rick Cerrone. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Templeton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Templeton bunts towards the mound. Osuna fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boston strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.